Well, shalom and good morning. Boker Tov. I'm going to ask you if, as a courtesy to others, if you would remember, and I think maybe sometimes you forget and you start to pray, but if you will mute your phones, then I can hear everybody when they sign on. It just does something for me. When I hear each person sign on, it just kind of goes into my spirit like we're one and like we're a prayer force. And so if you're praying even, or if you're reading your word or talking, I can't hear. So I would really appreciate it. I think it helps other folks too, if we can hear each other. And when we sign on, and when you sign on, then mute your phone. Bless the Lord. There was a time when I didn't know how to mute my phone, so maybe you could find out how to do that. Bless the Lord. So glad to have you. Last week, we were only lacking Delaware. So I didn't hear if New Hampshire's on today, but we have a great representation. And I want to start off with a prayer request. We don't usually pray for the sick on here. I know you all are prayers, and I know you're praying for people, but we have a very special lady. I mean, this woman is beautiful inside and out. And this past week, they removed her legs, both legs before the knee, below the knees. And they're going back in. I think it's today. I'm not sure. And they're going to see if infection indeed has been stopped, and if healing has started, and if not, they're going to amputate again above the knees. I know that you all are prayers. You don't need to know her name. She's in a hospital in Tulsa. And if you would, let's just pray right now for her. Father, Father, in the name above all names, you know who she is. And I'm asking you, we're asking you, all of us together, for a dear sister, that there would not be a further amputation. And in the name above all names, we rebuke the devourer, the one who would eat her flesh, the one who would cause her to lose her legs. We rebuke you and any of your infection you get out of her right now in the name above all names. Well, you are a prayer call for Israel, and we have had the Christians United for Israel Summit on YouTube this week. It is on YouTube now. It's already over, but all the sessions are on YouTube. You can get a really good information briefing from the IDF, from the Israeli Defense Forces. All amazing speakers are on there that you can choose. I know it's on YouTube. It may be on CUFI.org. I'm not sure, but I know it's on YouTube Summit, CFI Summit. Now, there is a must-watch, and the must-watch is the City of David virtual tour. I have been in the City of David many times from when they first started really digging it, but that virtual tour put it together for me. And there you can see where the kings and where David was, and how the walk was when Jesus was, when he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He was on the walk that they're going to show you that goes from the pool of Siloam, which in its original state was two Olympic pool sizes. And they're going to show you the walk from there up to the Temple Mount. And that's where he was when he made that statement in John chapter 7. So that is the City of David virtual tour with Zeev Orenstein, a CUFI Summit YouTube must watch. As we pray today for Israel, one of the big things is annexation. And, of course, this came from the Vision for Peace. There are some groups that are saying that it wouldn't be good, even some Christian groups, but I don't agree with that. I think it would be good. I think that all it is just a matter of saying piece by piece, we're agreeing with the Bible that this belongs to Israel. And so the position of CUFI, Christians United for Israel, is praying for the annexation. But in the name above all names, it all belongs to them. It all belongs to them. And so that's one of the things that when we begin to pray in the Spirit, perhaps the Lord will give us utterance on. Another thing we're going to ask him to give us utterance on is El Al has canceled all of its flights until further notice. Passenger and cargo flights are canceled until further notice. This is a couple of reasons. One of them is the pilots' union. Only 100 pilots have been able to work during this past COVID-19 crisis. The company has had, as you know, it's hit them economically terribly bad. And so I think that they need to reach an agreement. That's one of the things they need to reach an agreement on. But it's also the economy that will help that airline go and their tourists. We're going to really be praying about their economy here in a minute. The coronavirus is another thing. They've had an increase in cases, but they've had an increase in testing. So that kind of goes together. And that's another thing that we will pray about. Iran is always there. Iran is always an enemy. And right now, there is an arms embargo. And Iran wants to break that arms embargo. And they have some allies in it, which is very, very telling. Iran is preparing for a great struggle against the United States this summer as it seeks to end an arms embargo by working with, guess who, Russia, China, and Turkey on subverting U.S. sanctions, as well as providing weapons technology to its allies in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen. If you watch the IDF and some of the other speakers, Iran it is the big thing in the Middle East. And they are providing precision. They have developed precision missiles. They had missiles that you could just shoot and, you know, just take your luck, a pot shot. But now they have precision guided missiles that can hit anywhere in Israel. So Israel very determinedly, and we heard from their military leaders this week, they're not going to let that happen. So as Iran tries to move these weapons through Syria to the Hezbollah in Lebanon, you can be quite sure they're going to be bombed. They're going to be bombed, their transport cars, little convoys, whatever they've got, or wherever they're storing these weapons are going to be bombed. Virtual. That's how we had to have the CUFI. We even did, and if you wanted to watch and you wanted to pray with us, Lynn Hammond, Cheryl Morrison, and myself, we are also, they reposted what? The parts that we talked about Israel. And I think I gave a kind of a very elementary lesson on Israel, its place, its plan, and why we should support Israel. And you might want to watch that. They asked me to do just the ABCs, and it is the ABCs, but it's simple if you wanted somebody to watch it, about 25 minutes long. Now, so we had that virtual. There is a virtual, I just happened to notice it when I went on the Jerusalem Post this morning. They're hosting a virtual event, and you can watch it on the Jerusalem Post website. Here are the topics they're going to talk about. How has Israel managed the COVID-19 health crisis? Is anti-Semitism on the rise in 2020? That also is a topic that you can watch on CUFI. Anti-Semitism rising as never before. Well, I don't know if you could say the 30s. It was terrible then, but terrible, terrible since then. This is the worst since then. Another thing they're going to talk about is the economy. And Zionism in the time of coronavirus, against all odds, Aliyah is on the rise. They're expecting 90,000 in the next year. This is Bible. Bible's all around, folks. Bible's all around. Bible things. This is it. I'm convinced more and more every single day, more and more, that we are very close to the coming of the Lord. Now, there are three things that we're going to be, well, all of these things that we've mentioned, we're going to lift up, we're going to ask the Holy One of Israel to give us, to get us together, us, words, to lift to heaven for the economy, the awakening, and the satanic movement against the United States and Israel. Holy Father, here we are, Lord, before you. And one of the greeters today said, our prayer force, you have told me that as a nation raises up an air force, you are raising up a prayer force, and the people on this line are evidence, living, breathing evidence. They got up this morning and dialed their phones so that they could be together and come up to you. And now we come up to the throne where we are seated together in him. And we occupy our seats of authority here on the earth. And we do say in the name of all names, we worship you, we adore you, we praise you. Oh, Father God, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, how great thou art. We thank you for your great plan of redemption that you planned and sent the Lord Jesus Christ to consummate. How grateful and thankful we are to be covenant people. How grateful and thankful that we can come before you, the covenant-keeping God who never alters what has gone out of your lips. You told us to pray and give you no silence until you have made Jerusalem a praise in the earth. You have told us to pray for the shalom, for the oneness, for the wholeness of Jerusalem. We lift up that great city, the capital of all the earth, where you never remove your eyes, of course, O Holy One. We have come to another day, and for this day, our leaders, the leaders of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, Benny Gantz, all those, dear Father, who sit in a seat of government in that nation, they need you today. They need you to strengthen them. They need you to think through their minds. Particularly, we pray for the strength of Benjamin Netanyahu. Oh, Father, dear Father, most of us have never faced Satan. Most of us have never had him come at our door because he's not omnipresent like you. But Benjamin Netanyahu, as the head of that government, Rosh Mimshalah, that's how they call it, the head of the government. He's had him. And Benny Gantz will surely have had him now. But we do, with all the authority that we possibly have in the name above all names, and with our hands toward the east, we do say to you, Satan, in the name above all names, Roasted Micaiah, we call you bound. Father, you have so much in your word about how it pleases you, the prosperity of your servants. Father, the prosperity of Israel.
please, ishondambra kalakantene nevraho sobre de kalakantene nekobrate. Restore. Meet the needs right now of those who are in the tourist industry. Those, Father, who are without work in the name above all names. Ke frondoho shambra. And the tourists, Father, who are not getting to walk and appreciate your stones, the stones of Jerusalem, the stones of the land, like Holy Father, it is written that they will come and they will appreciate her stones. Oh, dearest one, restore the tourist industry. Restore jobs to El Al and prosperity to El Al, we pray. Ifrando lo mokoshe ne makahabre. Ilivrando sototabali matekola makarakaladinye ne kohoshape pasonte. And Father, for an awakening to God in that nation, an awakening to God, their Creator. Oh, Holy One of Israel, you have brought them home like you said you would. You are bringing them home like you said you would. Your word is true. Your word is true, and we glorify you for it, and we're so thankful for it. And, Father, we pray in the name above all names that they would come to a prosperous nation. 90,000 coming will have to have jobs. Ibrosom tofri me kalabaratashon ananda, they will have to eat. Many of them are coming from Ethiopia, Father. And they won't even have a viable way that they have learned in the land they come from of making a living. Israel has to be prosperous to take care of them. You said you would bring them home, Lord, and they have to be prosperous. And the virus, Lord, that satanic plague. In the name above all names, we come against it all over this world. But right now, this is a phone call for Israel. And we mass our forces. Yesterday, they had the most new cases of any day, but they also had the most tests of any day. In the name above all names, we speak now concerning Israel and the coronavirus. Right now, in the name above all names, we work inside the borders of Israel. And we do say, in the name above all names, coronavirus, cease and desist. May there be a sharp drop. Just as there was a rise, a sharp drop. Ivrastione Mikala Mahalito. Ijanga Levrete di Mangoria Makahala Banji di Gushka. Coprana, and gendele basote mea tora bagangala gadandia de kahabrate de makara. Kestiano nombre kika. Ilivrato tongala main gendam bangangang gingongam baliso nace. Ishandolo brete li cabrane ne combre kilicatambre. Istiano nombre che li bahalo siuta, e si di bacaia na caldam bahala beria na hanyungang, ayangangangon jan di vrandonce, e jandoro combre calekignano, e li bandoro macaia na kahaia na kahalabange, e jutto brete, And now, I want you, if you will, to listen to the scriptures and to agree concerning your own self that no plague will come nigh your dwelling. First, I'm going to read these. I'm reading from my scriptures that I have typed up here, and we have them online. We're going to read. I'm going to read. I'm asking you to in your heart, say amen. This is Psalm 91. Whoever sits in the secret place of the Most High, Elyon, shall abide in the shadow of Shaddai. I say of Jehovah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He delivers me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He covers me with his pinions, and under his wings I take refuge. His truth is my shield and buckler. I am not afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand. It shall not come nigh me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. For thou, O Jehovah, art my refuge. I have made the Most High, Elyon, my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Say that with me. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. The translation I'm reading says, neither shall any plague come nigh my tent. The New Testament never speaks of death as ceased to exist. It always speaks of changing your dwelling place, changing your tent. Your body is your tent that you live in. And we do say, no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. No coronavirus shall come nigh my dwelling. For he gives his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the serpent shall I trample underfoot. Therefore my heavenly Father says to me, because you have set your love upon me, therefore will I deliver you. I will set you on high because you have known my name. You shall call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Prayer force, God needs you. Prayer force, God needs us. So we take that word and we stand against the coronavirus, anything else that might want to harm us. And we believe God that with long life, he will satisfy us and show us his salvation. The Hebrew word for salvation is Yeshua. Our Lord's name, our Lord, who bore our sicknesses and endured our pains. Hallelujah. Wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. His sufferings were that we might have shalom, and by his injury, by his stripes, we are healed. Of course, God takes care of his armies. One of his most valuable armies in the earth right now are the prayers, and that's you. Important that you keep your heart in love. Important that love dominates us so that our faith and our prayers work. And important always to remember this promise from Psalm 91, you shall call upon me and I will answer you. Oh, Holy Father, we have called upon you today. And we know from your written word that you answer us. For you said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my mouth. How we do praise you for your holy written word. How we do love you. How we do adore you for your holy written word. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for every single person who's on this line, this prayer line. This prayer line that goes straight to the throne. How Brother Dean Braxton saw how prayer works and goes to the Father and comes immediately an answer going to the Son to fulfill. That's how it says in the Word. That's how he saw. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you. Brother Dean Braxton, and you can see him if you want on Sid Roth, the Lord caught him up to heaven, and he saw how prayer works. I'm going to speak at Champions for Christ. They're having a limited amount of people this year, 300 they're having it. My son Chip Brim and Candace Brim. They're having it down at their church, our church, in Collinsville, Oklahoma. 300 people will be in the auditorium, and then it will be live and virtual. On virtual, you can get it. You can go to Champions for Christ or C4C, and find out about it. It's going to be the last week in July. Brother Copeland's going to speak to the young people, and I'm going to speak. And if you're young at heart, that's how they define young, ongoing virtual. But I want to talk to them about the things that are happening now. Imagine being a young person right now and seeing what's happening in this country. And then I'm going to talk to them about their future and about heaven. And I've asked Brother Dean Braxton to make a video for me, about a 15-minute video that I'm going to show during my time. So you might want to register C4C. Since anybody could watch now, you don't have to be any certain ages, particularly get your young people to watch. It's going to be a great thing for them to watch. And I'm looking forward to it. Oh, folks, Jesus is coming soon. And until he comes, we have the privilege of working with him, fellowshipping with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in the great and marvelous privilege of prayer. So I will be there at noon today if you can join us on our live streaming. We'll be taking communion. You might want to have the elements ready. Bless the Lord. And shalom, shalom.